I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. I'm a poet who has science envy. I wish I could truly understand what theoretical physics is all about. I wish I could gather a clear and logical mental picture of the notion that everything in existence is made of tiny strings of energy vibrating in not three or even four, but as many as 11 dimensions. I wish I could hear those words, strings of energy vibrating in 11 dimensions, and attach them to something measurable, something with the potential of being grasped and proved. But I was never very good at math. Learning my multiplication tables cost me no small degree of anxiety back in grade school, and calculus is a blur of pain and shame. In order to make sense of what I'll never fully understand, I try to carry these irresistible scientific concepts to the realm of metaphor. I'm like a scavenger dragging a scrap of some other animal's prey back to my den. When I think of 11 dimensions, of infinite connections linking every form of life across all of space and time, I imagine that we are like portable radio receivers. We're being transmitted to constantly, even without our knowing it, by every other thing alive in space. I imagine that the trees are calling to us, the birds, even perhaps the clouds, not to mention those immaterial beings we can't quite perceive. And I imagine that our thoughts and feelings and actions are sending out signals too, though we have little way of knowing what or whom they're reaching. In a poem, metaphors help to bring distant and complex ideas up close so they can be handled better by the mind. I imagine an elegant scientific equation must do something similar, lassoing the far away and abstract so the scientific mind can follow it a while, until, like a wild horse, it breaks free again. It reminds me of the great poet Lucille Clifton, who used to write brief philosophical poems about life, love, and the forces of the universe while her young children napped. She wrestled with the immensity of mankind's largest questions for 45 minutes or an hour each afternoon, then went back to taking care of her kids. One of her famous later poems, The Message from the Ones, is written as if in the voice of beings from another realm, beings come to Earth to awaken mankind. These beings scold us for imagining them as ghosts dragging chains across the Earth. I believe Lucille Clifton, who died in 2010, must now understand such things firsthand. In her lifetime, she was a beacon of conscience and understanding. I hear the beautiful echo of Clifton's voice in today's poem by Detroit native Crystal Williams, who now makes her home in Maine. It's called What the Memories Said, and it conjures a living, speaking sense of the imperceptible. And who knows, perhaps in some theory of the universe, memories really are allocated their own unique dimension. Perhaps they go about their business in sync with us, recognizing with perfect clarity what you and I have long since forgotten. What the Memories Said by Crystal Williams. You, woman, bearing your losses, the dog's leash taut in your hand, how can you so blind and quickly pass us on your morning walks? Haven't you yet learned there are happenings on planes you do not see? The dog knows we are here and have crucial news. When he stops and presses his muzzle to the air, can't you see him sniffing at our feet? The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.